Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Zvachim, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, near the top of the Amud. We're going to be looking at the second half of Mishnah Aleph and then going immediately to Mishnah, almost immediately to Mishnah Bet. In the previous parak, we dealt with the locations of all of the Zvachim. However, we did not deal with the locations of the of Menachot and Ofot. Menachot will be dealt with here in one very quick passage, that will conclude that piece, and then we will go on, and our focus for the rest of this parak and all of the next parak will be on Korbanot Ha'of. Menachot hayu nikmatzot b'chol makom ba'azara, the kmitza, the selection of the choice, the grain that's going to go onto the Mizbeach, could be done anywhere in the Azara. V'nachalot lifnim naklaim, and the menachot are eaten. Remember, every mincha is eaten, with the exception of minchat kohanim, are eaten by the kohanim inside the azara. L'zichrei kehuna b'chol machal yom v'layla ad chatzot. They're eaten by the male kohanim, anywhere in the azara, any kind of preparation, that day and that night until midnight. Amar Rabbi Elazar, mincha shenikmatza b'hichal. Let's say you went into the Beit HaMikdash itself and did kmitza k'shera. What's his argument? Shekein matzino b'siluk bazichin. After all, every Shabbat they would take out the lechem hapanim that was sitting in the Beit HaMikdash on the Shulchan, and they would separate the two bazichin, the two cups of levona that were on top of them, and they would separate them from there, which is a form of kmitzah in the Beit HaMikdash. So there's a model for this. Meitiv Rabbi Yirmiya, says as follows, V'kamatz misham, when a donor brings a mincha, it says you do the kmitzah from there. Meaning, makom shragle hazar omdot. Meaning that you do kmitzah at a location where a non-kohen could stand. Which means it has to be in Ezrat Yisrael, not just not in the Heichal, not even in Ezrat Kohanim. Ben Batera omer, minayin shim kamatz bismol, sheachziri kmotz v'yamin. Ben Batera learns something else from misham. He says, look, if you did the kmitzah with the left hand, it doesn't invalidate it, just go back and do a kmitzah with the right. Talmud omer, misham, mimakom shekamatz kvar. Meaning, if you already did a bad kmitzah, you can go back and do a good one. Now, our issue is the first statement, the Tanakama statement, which is that the kmitzah has to be done from a place where Yisrael could stand. So, Ikeda Amri Humotigam Farikla. Some people said that Rabbi Yirmiyah, who challenged, brought his own answer. And Ikeda Amri, Amrali Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yirmiyah about Tachlifa. We have a tradition that Rabbi Akiva, gave this answer. Aspera Lach, that what it means is as follows. Lo Nitzucha El Hachshir Kol Azarakula. It's not there to say it must be done there, just say it may be done there. Kasal Kadai Tachamena Hu Evo Ola Kotche Kotchim, Mincha Kotche Kotchim. After all, Mincha is Kotche Kotchim. Just like an ola, ma ola tuna tzafon, just like an ola has to be slaughtered in the north, af mincha tuna betzafon. So you think that the kmitzah is akin to slaughtering, sort of the parallel, and therefore we would think it have to be done in the north as koche kochim. And therefore, the pasuk says, no, you could do it anywhere. Not you may do it, must do it in a place where Yisrael could stand, but even. So why would we think that ma la ola sheken kalil, after all the ola goes up all to Hashem, we wouldn't compare that to the mincha. The answer is mechatat. So we would have learned it from chatat. Chatat b'tzafon. Malachatat shken mechaperet l'chavei kritot. And I would not say that about mincha. Me'asham. So malasham shken minei damim. Asham, there's dam. That's why it's in the north. And by the way, mikulu, malakulu shken minei damim. I think maybe from Ola and chatat and asham, the answer is no. They all have damim in common, which is not true about the mincha. And therefore, Ella eats starich. Why would I have thought it's halkadat chamina hoiluchtiv v'gishal amizbeach? Very menubikum. So the Torah says you have to bring the mincha right next to the mizbeach and then pick up the komets. And I would think ma gasha b'keren ravitro meat. So therefore, just like the approach is to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, that's where you have to bring it. Af kmitza b'keren ravitro meat. So therefore, I would think the kmitza has to be right there. Kamash b'lan, the kmitza could be anywhere. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlamim Sheshchatan Baichal. This is a much more extravagant statement, and that is that if you were to take the Shlamim into the Beit HaMikdash and shech them there, of course, animals never go into the Beit HaMikdash, he said, Ksherim, why Shenemar, Shachtu Oto Ushchato Petach Ol Moed, you shech the Shlamim in the front of the door of Ol Moed. And his argument is, V'lo Yehei Tafel Chamur Minei Kar. you can't have the Olmoid be worse than the door of the Olmoid. In other words, if they're attaching it, the Torah is attaching it and saying, you have to slaughter this in front of the door of the Olmoid, then the Olmoid must be a better place than in front of the door. Meitevei, watch this challenge. Let's say that the Beit HaMikdash was under attack, and it was not safe to be out in the Azarat to eat. That the Kohanim, under such circumstances, may go into the Heichal and eat their Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Torah says, referring to the gifts of the Kohanim, you eat it but Kodesh HaKodeshim. What it means is, you could eat it in the Azara, but it's kind of alluding to the fact that you could eat it inside. Why do you need that pasuk? Why don't you just say, after all, the Torah said you could eat it in the courtyard of the Ohel Moed. So therefore, that means must mean the courtyard is not as good as Ohel Moed. Just like the doorway is not as good as inside, which Rabbi Yochanan said about the Shlamim. The answer is they're not comparable. In the case of slaughtering, that's an avodah l'Hashem. Adam oved makom rabo. A man can do service for his master right in the presence of his master. So slaughtering is an avodah. Therefore, you'll say, if God says, I want you to slaughter this petach omoed, so certainly in his presence is even better. Achila, but eating, the servant doesn't eat in the presence of his master. We do not apply this principle that the tafel cannot be better than the ikar. Indeed, the point here is you dafka eat it outside. Without that special pasuk allowing, in case of emergency, to eat inside, we would not be able to do so. Okay, the next Mishnah Bet, takes us, as I promised, into the area of the Of. Chatata Of. Now remember, there is only two kinds of birds that are brought. I don't mean types of birds, I mean korbanot. One is a Chatata Of, and the other is Olata Of. There is no Shlamim or Asham of an Of, just Chatata and Olat. Chatata Of, Haitana Seit al Karen Dromit Maravit. That was performed on the southwest corner. Really, you could do the Malika, the breaking its neck anywhere. Halazai Tamakoma. But this was the location. We'll see why. That corner of the Mizbeach had three services performed below and three above. Milamata, or the ones performed below. Chatata Of, that we just mentioned. Hagashot, which is, as we just mentioned a minute ago, bringing the mincha and touching it to the mizbeach, u'sherei hadam, and that's where the sherei hadam were poured out on the southwest corner of all the korbanot, either in the south yisod or in the west yisod. Umilamalan, what three were done above? Nisucha yaniv amayim, pouring out the libations of wine and of water on Sukkot up above. Ve'olat Ha'of Kshirabama Mizrach. Olata Of, as we'll find out, is done on the opposite side, on the southeast corner. But if in the southeast corner there's a lot of action going on, then they can use the southwest corner for Olata Of. Alright, the next Mishnah. Kol ha'olin la'mizbeach, olin derech yimin, u'mekifin v'yardin derech smol. Anybody who would go up to the Mizbeach would go up the Kevesh, take a right turn, and then keep taking a left turn until he comes back. Meaning they'd circumnavigate the Mizbeach. Chutz min ha'olah l'gimel elu, except for anybody who would go up for those three things, nisucha yayin v'mayim and olat ha'of, in case needed, shayu olin v'yordin al hakev. They would go up, go immediately to the left, perform it, and then retrace their steps. That would be the only time that you would not circumnavigate. Now, menaha nimili. How do we know that the chatata of is done in the southwest corner? So as follows, Amar Meshua, Makra, lo yasim alei Hashem v'lo yiten alei levona ki chatati. When talking about the minchat chote, it says that you do not put oil on it, nor frankincense. It is a chatat, meaning chatat kriya mincha, mincha kriya chatat. So the Torah refers to a mincha as a chatat, and a chatat as a mincha. So therefore, ma chatat tu not safon, just like the chatat has to be done in the north, of mincha tu not safon, so the mincha has to be done in the north. We'll see what that means. Just like the mincha is brought to the southwest corner, this is the part we need. Af chatat bekeren ma'avit romit. So similarly, the chatat ha'of has to be done in the ma'avit romit. Now, mincha gufa menala, and how do we know that the mincha itself has to be brought to the southwest corner? The tanya lifnei Adonai, you bring it before Hashem, which means the west. Yachob ma'arav, I may think anywhere on the west. Talmud lomer el pnei mizbeach, facing the mizbeach, which is the south. I might think anywhere in the south. That's why you have both. Hakitzad. So you bring the kli with the mincha to the southwest corner, touch it to the keren, vidayo. That's all you have to do. The mincha itself doesn't have to touch the mizbeach, just the kli. Now, Belazar Omeri disagrees. Yachol yishan of the maravashal keren l'drumashal keren. I might think you could put it on one side or the other of the corner. Amarta koma koma shatam otzesh neik tuvi neimikraot. Anytime you find two psukim, in this case, pnei mizbeach lifnei Hashem, echad mekayim atzmo mekayim chaviro. You could do some. You could follow one and not negate the other. Echad mekayim atzmo matal chaviro. But if you follow the other, you negate the first. You ignore the instructions of the one that would negate the other, and you rather follow the one that allows for the other one to exist. In other words, whichever pasuk is more inclusive. Why? So when you said lifnei Hashem, that's in the west. Then how can you be facing the mizbeach? So you're negating it. But when you say facing the Mizbeach, which is in the south, Kiyamta lifnei Adonai, then you are before Hashem. Why? How could you do that if you're in the south? That's what Rashi, because our Tanur, Elazar must hold, Kule Mizbeach b'tzafon kai. This takes us back to our previous discussion. He must hold that the entire Mizbeach is in the north, and if it's in the north, then that means that by approaching it on the south side of the corner, you are lifnei Hashem, because you're facing the door of the Mizbeach, and you're also El Pnei HaMizbeach. Okay, b'chol makom hayta kasheira. Parenthetically, I mentioned earlier that this notion mamincha to not safon, as Rashi points out, that girsa is impossible. There, of course, is no din of safon by mincha, and we really do not read the text that way. Now back to our text, b'chol makom hayta kasheira. We said that really Malika is proper everywhere. Now, my kamar, what does it mean? It's okay anywhere, but this is its place. You could do Malika anywhere around the Mizbeach. Malika being, of course, breaking the neck and of the and opening up the blood vein of the bird. But the southwest corner was the place where you did the Haza'ah. That's what it means. Tanina l'hadatan rabbanan, supported by the following brayta. Malkam machom malkam b'mizbeach shera. If you do malika anywhere, it's kasher. And then it gets a little strange here. Hizad damam machom malkam shera. If you did hazah anywhere, it's kasher. That goes against what we just said. Hizav v'lo mitzak shera. If you did hazah but didn't squeeze out the blood, this is the chatat, then it's okay. Uvad shiten mechut ha-sikra l'mata midam ha-nefesh. As long as the dam is done below the chut ha-sikra, and it has to be dama nefesh. Now, my kamar, what's this brayta saying? Because it's not true to say that hazah is good anywhere. We have to amend it. Haki kamar, milk malka b'chol makom b'mizbeach. If you did malika anywhere on the mizbeach, kshera. Mitzad dama b'chol makom b'mizbeach, kshera. If you did mitzui, squeezing out the dam anywhere on the mizbeach, kshera. Why? Because she mizav v'lo mitzah, kshera. Because after all, you don't need to do mitzui. We pass that mitzui is not ma'akev. All you have to do is hazah. As long as the Haza'ah is done below the Chut HaSikra from the Dam HaNefesh, from the lifeblood of the bird. Okay. Shlosha Dvarim, we said that there were three things for which you would do on the southwest corner. Chatata of HaDamran. We already proved that the Chatat has to be there from its comparison with the Mincha. Hagashot, how do we know the Mincha is there? Dichtiv, Higisha El Pnei HaMizbeach. You have to face them to the lifnei Mizbeach, Hamizbeach has to come to the Mizbeach, and Shere Adam Nirtiv, and this we saw in the previous paragraph, called Amar Parishpoch El Yisod Hamizbeach. Okay, so we know that that's where those things go. Now, Milamon, Sachamai Mayayin, Valata Of, Kshi Rabab Mizrach, my time. Meaning, why would they use the southwest corner for the Olata Of if the southeast corner was busy? That's the closest corner to the Beit HaDeshen if the southeast corner is not available. The Beit HaDeshen was just to the east of the Kevesh. That was where you would throw the innards of the birds. Now remember, the innards of the birds are very light. So Rabbi Yochanan, bo rei kama gadol kochan shel kohanim. Look how strong the kohanim were. Shenacha kalba ofot yotem muravanotza. The lightest thing in the bird are the feathers in this esophagus, which you have to rip out of the of the olah and throw in Beit HaDeshen. He has to throw them more than 30 amah sometimes over the kevesh on an angle to get to Beit HaDeshen. And he's able to do it. Throwing a light thing that far is hard. How do we know that that's the distance? This is talking about Yom Kippur. He would go up with this silver pan, and he would put the coals to one side and another. He'd take the real burned up coals that are in the inside, the real hot ones, and go down. Then he would face the north. And then he would go 10 amot east of the kevesh. And he would be 3 tvachim away from the kevesh, where he would put the gachalim on the floor. That's where all of that, those things go, which are the murah and notzah. That's the Beit HaDeshen. And the cleaning out of the inner Mizbeach and of the menorah. The Mizbeach of the Torah to the menorah. Now, that's how we get the measurements. That's more than 31 amot away. The answer is, Makom Gavri lo chashiv. We don't count where he's standing, we count from where he's standing on, it's 30 amot. Okay, kol olim b'mizbeach. We said that anybody who goes up, circumnavigates, gets except these three. My time. Why do these three retrace their steps? V'yochanan nesachim shamita shnu. Because with the wine and water, we don't want them to get all smoky while he's walking around. So we want him to go quickly up. V'lata of shamata mut bashan. And the bird, we want the bird to die up there. We don't want it to burn, die from too much smoke. Or minu, watch this challenge. This is in tamid malo lakifatam mizbeach. When the Kohen would go, he would go up and he would circumnavigate the Mizbeach. Where does he start from? Again, from the southeast corner. All the way around. And then they would give him the wine to pour out up on that side. So this is talking about the Kohen Gadol, by the way, when he would go around. Amar Rabbi Yochanan hakafa beregel. Right, he would walk around without the wine. And you see that in the Mishnah, Rava says, because it says, then they give him the wine. They don't say, now pour it. They say, they give it to him, which means he walks around without it. And this is part of the glory of the Kohen Gadol, that he walks around every time. And then they hand him the wine. So you see that you do not walk around with the wine because of this concern that we raise that it'll get smoky. Shmamina. Tana Rabbanan kolam elam izbeach olin derech yamin v'yodin derech smol. Anybody who goes up, walks up, to the right, and then they come down to the left, meaning all the turns are to the left. They go up facing east, and they end up coming down from the west to the west. Except for these three guys, they go up to the west and come back to the west. They go up to the right and come down to the right. Now that part is a little difficult. Derech yamin, derech smol, they go up to the left. So Ravina tani smol. Really, it should say small. Derech small, v'yodin derech small. Rav Amar, my yamin, he says, no, it says yamin. What does yamin mean? Yamin the Mizbeach. It's the right side of the Mizbeach, meaning from the Mizbeach's perspective, it's the right. From my small, the Gavran. Left is from the guy's perspective. But the problem is then that this Breita is mixing perspectives. V'nini o'idi v'idi v'mizbeach o'idi v'idi gavra. So why don't you just give both from the perspective of the Mizbeach or both from the perspective of the guy? Kasha, that's difficult, which seems to support Ravina's read that really in the bright it should say left and not right. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll come to our final podcast in this, the sixth parak, in the next meeting. But in the meantime, wish everybody a wonderful day.